Greetings from Christian Church of Rural Grove, and appreciate each and every one of you, part of our church. And I know in this time that we're not gathering together, it has been difficult, and we're facing many challenges. You know, we ask questions all the time, whether we realize it or not. In times of trials, the sets of questions we ask communicate what is really going on in our heart and in our minds. Asking questions is a proven method of teaching. And so I trust you as Christ's followers are not only asking questions, but seeking answers for those questions from the Word of God. You know, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 tell us that trials will test our faith. And that testing produces endurance or patience. How does this work? It is through the applying of God's heavenly wisdom, and that wisdom we find in His Word. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." Today, I would like to direct you towards the Scriptures as we seek to answer some of the hard questions that we all may be asking right now. Keep in mind, these answers will be more directive, not exhaustive. In other words, as your pastor, I'm leading you to nourishment, but I am also entrusting you to the Holy Spirit and to His work of taking the Word of God and applying and working it into your own life. How about this question? How can I be best used of God right now? In other words, as a Christian, what should I be doing right now? I mean, we are in unprecedented times, dealing with a pandemic of a virus, and as a Christian, what am I to be doing? What does that look like? If this is a question of action. We've never seen times like this before, and I've heard that over and over, and so have you, from all sorts of people, young and old. But no matter what, God has a plan for His people. Christians are to be people of action, here and now, realizing that eternity awaits us where we will find that lasting rest. If you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, because I'd like to just look at one passage today and notice its directives for us and the actions that we are to be taking as followers of Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, and we pick it up in verse 15. But as we do, just glance over at the first verse of the chapter. It says this, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." There's an action here. Be followers. So now go to chapter 5, verse 15, and we read this. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." As a pastor, in a student of the Word of God, I pay attention to verbs, and I hope you do too as you read, especially these directives that Paul gives to his church. Now, Ephesus was a place of gross idolatry, and there was a group of believers in this place that the Apostle Paul was seeking to counsel and to direct. And in these latter chapters of the book, of this letter, you have these words of application for life. So I draw your attention to the first word of verse 15. It says, see. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That's an imperative. In other words, it's direct your attention to this. See to it. See to what? See to how you walk. How are you walking? You know, how should I be? What should I be doing in these days? I need to be opening my eyes, directing my attention to my walk, to my conduct, to the way of life. And you might say, Pastor, well, that's no different than any other time. Yeah, that's right. And that's really what we are doing, is we're reminding ourselves of how we as Christians ought to be. Because in the hard times, sometimes we get lost. We lose our way and we lose our focus. And listen, God's word stands strong no matter when what the times are like, whether they're times of calm or times of storm. How am I to walk? I'm to walk circumspectly. You know, that word, it means exactly. It means accurately. It means diligently. Not as fools. That word for fool is not having wisdom or no wisdom. But we are to be wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Is this what your walk looks like? Your walk right now, would God describe it as wise or unwise? Would God describe the way you are handling this time as a redeeming of the time? As a one who's buying back or considering of great value the time because you recognize the evil of our day? Now, by evil, it's just not speaking of gross wickedness. It's talking about just the bad nature and the hardship and the difficulty of our day. And certainly we do see great difficulty today. I mean, the virus is staring us in the face and our life has changed for this time. Are we redeeming the time? How can we be best used of God? Well, we need to be paying attention to our walk. Well, we see another important imperative here. Be not unwise. Verse 17, we see, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not unwise, is, in other words, be not without reason. Be not without clear thinking. You Christians need to stand out in these days with having a mind that is clear, with being able to think through things in a way that shows order and shows peace and shows a confidence in our God. But we are to be those who are understanding what the will of the Lord is. This admonition suggests that clear thinking involves a bringing together of truths that one has learned to form a right principle or directive. Understanding is bringing these different things we've learned and we're putting them together so that we might have a right understanding. And what's the direction or focus of this? It's the will of God. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. So people, you and I, Christians, we do well when we seek God's will. When our lives are directed by the question, what is God's will for me in this or that? We will be considering, when we ask that question, we are considering what is wise in the sight of God. We will be obeying His word, and we will grow. Be not drunk with wine. This continues on by giving this picture of drunkenness. Sadly, most of us have probably seen instances of this. And it's quite appalling. It's a shameful thing. And Paul uses this to kind of jolt us into attention. Listen, we need to be people of clear thinking, not drunk in excess, recklessness, abandonment of all self-control. But really, what are we to do? We're to be filled with the Spirit. We are to be people whose foundation is the Spirit-controlled life. A life that says, you know what? I am controlled by the Lord. He gives us some examples right here in the text, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. These are all examples of what it looks like to be filled with the Spirit. Now, Christian, listen. You, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, have the Spirit of God within you, and you have every opportunity to be one who's controlled by Him. Now, we all recognize there are times we just aren't. But I want you to know, God wants you to know, that the first option for all of us when decisions come into our life is to choose the way of the Lord, to choose the way of walking in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So what have we learned? How can we be best used of God right now? What should we be like? What should we be doing right now? From the passage before us, we gain these truths. I need to pay attention to my walk. My walk is defined by the way of as my way of life, my conduct. A Christian's walk is such that it's made with purpose and it's clearly defined as being of the Lord. You know, we as Christians are not allowed the opportunity of just coasting or walking aimlessly around. We need to pay attention to our walk. Secondly, we need to be wise. I must pay attention to my walk, but I must be wise. You know, it's easy for us to storm through life just making the choices and then just dealing with the consequences later. You know what? Christians have been blessed with the access to the mighty wisdom of God. We need to live like it. Small example, God's given us the book of Proverbs. It's rightly understood as the book of wisdom. We have no excuse for foolishness. So, pay attention to your walk. Be wise. And thirdly, be filled with the Spirit. A Christian life is exactly that, a Christ-like life. And this is only possible with the aid of God's Spirit. No matter what the circumstance, the call for a Spirit-controlled life always applies. Always. And remember, Spirit-filled life, small examples He gives us, speaking psalms, hymns, spiritual songs to yourselves. Listen, speaking these things to your own ears and into the ears of others. The psalms are beautiful. The hymns, allowing these things to be coming out of your mouth both to bless you and also those that are around you. How about singing? You know, never ignore the value of singing. I know some of you don't like to sing, or some of us have voices that find it difficult to sing or stay on pitch. But you know, God has given us singing. It's been a part of the worship of God's people since their very existence. Making melody. This implies the idea of instruments and using them. Making music. How about giving thanks? You know, we need to be people of gratitude. There is incredible power in gratitude. A Christian gives thanks, and listen to this, specifically in the name of the Lord, realizing that all that we have comes from Him. A thankful heart puts any request and any receipt into a proper perspective. It is acknowledging the hand of another in and for our benefit. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. You know what? We all need structure in our lives. God established this from the beginning, and we do well to willingly place ourselves in step with those over us in the Lord. So what I've done is taken a passage, and I've looked at the action words, and I said, how does this help me today, and how can this help us as a church? Well, Christian, if you're reading your Bible, pay attention to the action words and see how they can help you, because you know that God's Word is living. And when you expose yourself to His Word, it is what God wants you to hear right then for that time. How does He want you to be? How does He want you to live right now? You know what? The answer is in His Word. So pay attention to your walk. Be wise and live a spirit-controlled life. May God richly bless you in this time.